Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you feel a little bit maybe lazy in life? You feel like you're not really putting in the effort you want to be? Well, today I'm going to talk about why being lazy can be quite a good sign and can be a good guidance system for you. And if you stay until the end, I've got an extra point for you then as well. So you want to stick around for that. Before we dive in today, I just wanted to mention that if you want to keep up to date with all the latest episodes and get a free weekly confidence tip, all you got to do is click in the link in the show notes below. You can sign up to our free weekly newsletter for absolutely free. So for me, I've been very driven in life in some areas. And I've also, there's been times when I've been lazy, right? I'm a human being. Now, I've sometimes been a bit lazy in something and I've generalized it. I've been like, I feel like I'm not putting a lot of effort in. I'm going to lay on the couch all day. And then I created this like mentality that I'm lazy, which isn't the case, right? Maybe you've experienced this. You just feel like, because I'm lazy now, I'm a lazy person. And I've been times when I've been hardworking and I've been thinking, I'm quite a hardworking person, right? Well, the truth is I've been both ends and I can be both ends of the scale, being lazy and being hardworking, and can be in the middle where, you know, I'm putting some kind of average amount of effort in, right? And I remember being back in year seven at school, and I was really lazy that year at school. Like I wasn't like a rebel, as they called them at school, when you wanted to be a rebel, you didn't want to be this teacher's pet, as it was called, right? I wasn't putting in a lot of effort into my subjects, let's say. I wasn't revising for tests and all these kind of things. And as a result, the following year, I got put in very low classes as a result because my test scores were not very good. And by the end of school, I was in the top class for everything because I worked really, really hard. Now, what I noticed was I was really lazy one year in year seven, which is, if you're not familiar, I know there's all different school systems and ages. That's around 11 years old, right? When you just going into what they call secondary school. Now, I know there's high school, middle school, these kind of things, but I was 11 years old for the sake of this, that age at school, right? And then the next year, I was like, I can't stand this. I'm in the lowest groups forever. And I started really working hard. And before that, I was like kind of middle, maybe one or two higher groups. And then because of my lack of effort, I didn't do very well on my tests. They weren't like the big exams like GCSEs or A levels or anything like that. They were more kind of like just year seven assessment tests, right? At that age. And then I started working really, really hard and started turning things around and then really started going up. And I've also noticed in careers, in jobs as well, there's been times where I've worked really hard to prove myself. And other times I've been really lazy. And I started thinking about this and I thought I'd talk about this a little bit today because, like, you hear people say, oh, he's lazy, she's lazy, they're lazy, right? All these things, and talk about other people. And then I know I've certainly been guilty of labeling myself lazy at times. Now, what I want to talk about is actually quite a good indicator. It's not a good thing being lazy at everything, obviously, in life, right? Because you wouldn't get to where you want to go. I've noticed when I've just been driven, like, there's no chance of me being lazy in a particular area sometimes. There's an area in my life, like podcasting, where there's like no chance of me being lazy. It's just, I've just got this drive. I'm just like, I'm going to work. Like, I'm not going to drain myself to death, but I know that I've got this hard work ethic in me and I'm really going to put the effort in, right? You see some people in business, absolutely, like they're going. And other people kind of like dabbling and not moving forward. Now that can be because of fears and all those kind of things. Yeah, what I've really observed in my own life, and this is something I heard from Gary Vee actually when he was talking about this, who's a high profile, one of the best marketers out there. And he was saying it's a sign that it's an indicator for you that maybe you've not got the right drive inside of you, or maybe it's something that's just not right for you in your life if you're being lazy in it. Now, of course, there's certain things in life, like we go through school, that we got to do, right? And I'm going to go cover that in a minute. But I just want to ask you this, like, does it help you being wrapped up in this like view of you that, oh, I'm lazy in this, I'm lazy in that, Well, probably not. Instead, let's talk about how we can, and that's a shift I had to make, how we can really use it as a strong indicator. So the first thing I would say is when you're looking at, when you're doing something, take a step back, just take a pause. As human beings, we're so rushed around, particularly in the UK, I know, talking to many people and from my own life and in the US, lots of friends over there, we're in a, it seems to be a very rush, like we're doing lots of things, right? And I know it varies from different places in the world, depending where you are. Yeah, like I know for me, it's like this rush place. Maybe you can relate, maybe you've got such a busy life, right? And it's important to step back sometimes and say, what do I want and why do I want it? Because you could say, I want a load of money and it's why. Well, why do I? Or I want that job. I want to do that business. Why do you want it? I'm not really sure. Like, I remember just when I was really keen on being a coach, I kept hearing it everywhere. And I was like, I want to be a coach. And I actually, in the end, I mean, maybe something I explore in the future, but I realized it wasn't right for me in my life. It's just something I heard and one of my coaches suggested it, right? So sometimes you've got to step back. It's not that I, you know, didn't give my all to people I work with. And the fact I did get some amazing results with people, it was just the fact that it was just something that I heard. So I had to step back, and that's an example. So when you're looking at what you want or you're doing something, ask what you want really and why do you want it? That's the first step, because that's going to give you a drive. Now for podcasting, it was as simple as I enjoy sharing things. That is my why. I just enjoy it. And I want to share a message. Like, I could say something like, I want to impact millions of lives and change the world. But no, I just enjoyed podcasting. I just enjoyed sharing. And I did impact lots of lives. And thank you so much if you shared your feedback with me. It's great to hear success stories. So thank you. Thank you so much, everybody who's done that. But it's just like fun for me. Like, it may not be fun for you. It may, or it might give another, like, people want to do it to grow their business. And I can give them a little bit of guidance on that, although I'm not really looking at podcast mentoring at the moment. But for me, it was just fun, right? The second thing, if you can't be driven by something and you've not really got like a massive why, but you got to do it. And unfortunately, there are things we've got to do, you know, like taxes, like that's a classic. I'm actually quite strange. I don't mind doing my taxes. I quite enjoy it. I like a good spreadsheet. I've got a bit of a project management and cost sort of background, right? But like some people hate doing their taxes. A lot of people I know, well, most people I speak to hate doing their taxes, right? I also do have some awesome accountants to help me with it as well. But like, that's an example. How can you make it fun if you've got to do it, right? How do you make it fun? Because if you're like, I don't want to do it, and you keep putting it off, procrastinating. By the way, all procrastination is fear. But it can be the fear of boredom or being uncomfortable. I learned that from a mentor, right? So if you're like, you can't be driven to do it and you got to do it, like if you don't have to do it, don't do it. If you got to do it, make it fun, right? Like maybe it's a job you're currently in and you've got to realistically pay the bills, of course, like there's a day to day until maybe you're working towards your dream, right? So how can you make it more fun, right? The next one, look at a time where you're also, or a place where you're not, you feel like you're not so lazy, you're very, very driven. And actually look at actually what drives you in there. And then start thinking about how you can bring more of that thing into your life. It may be like, when you go to the gym, you're engaged, you're moving. How do you create more exercise in your life? How can you be more active in your life? Maybe you're trying to put a load of things into your life that other people say are good ideas, and actually you just can't find the energy to do it, right? Well, start listening to your body and when you're like energized to do something, because you want to add as much of that in to you as possible. And what I've been very guilty of in this area is try to logically justify, I should like this, I should like that. I've got some friends who are into that. I've got, you know, a family member who's into that. I'll give you an example for me. I remember like being in my mid-20s and I had a lot of friends around me who in my work environment, a great bunch, who really liked cricket. And I was like, right, I've got to like cricket. I've got a lot of respect for cricket. I just don't enjoy it, right? I didn't mind a little bit. I enjoy playing quick cricket at school, like jumping around fielding when it's a close game and all that kind of thing. But it was just like, at the end of the day, I just, as much as I tried, I was just, I'd find excuses. I wouldn't show up to get like games we were watching. And I just, I had a very lazy attitude towards going to kind of cricket things. So I was like, I'm going to watch some more cricket. And I just, I couldn't find myself to. And it was an indicator that I didn't want to do it. Now, that's one example. And there's times I've turned up to the gym consistently or exercised consistently. And that's because it's driven me. Now, I'm not going to, this is not a get off free card that you should never exercise as an essential, right? And then the question becomes, how do you make it more enjoyable, right? If it's something you don't enjoy doing. For me, though, fortunately, there's not all exercise. And I have to find the ones I enjoy. But it's something that kind of drives me and I've got that drive. So start listening to your body and start doing more of the things where you don't have to put so much effort in and then you get lazy. Put things in. Start doing more of the things that drive you. And like I say, if you really have to do something, like certain things like taxes is the example, then find a way to make it fun or delegate it if you've got that possibility to do it as well. So I've got a bonus point for you as well on this. But just before I go on to that, I want to mention again that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes and get a free confidence tip weekly, all you got to do is subscribe to our free weekly newsletter linked in the show notes below. Okay. My bonus point for you is it's linked to if you're really finding it hard to do something. Make sure you know your best time in the day to be productive. I think this is a really important point to end on because for me, and again, it's I like to be a guide here and ask you questions from my own experience. When do you feel like you're going to be most productive? For me, it's somewhere between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. in the morning when I'm going to be the most productive mentally. Physically, I'm pretty good. I don't like working out too early. Generally though, I could work out most of the day, right? Especially lunchtime. I know that's usually my best time to work out or run or whatever exercise. When mentally is the best time for you? Don't like we hear these things like the 5 a.m. club, get up at 6, get up before the sun rises and then do all these things. It's like, if you've got a pattern that's suited to you and you can find the best time that works for you. Some people like to work in the night, right? And this is just my perspective. And of course, there's always going to be people who come in and say, no, you've got to get up early and then work. And it's just in my view, what's worked for me is finding the times in the day that work for me. I don't get up late. I don't get up particularly early. I'll probably get up like 6:30 or 7 at the moment, right? And I'll go to bed about 11, okay? So for you, find a time in your day that's really going to allow you to have the most productivity, those real hard tasks that you're just going to put off and you feel lazy when you do them, because that's a key. And it's a very simple one, but something we often forget. There's been many times I'm like, I've got this hard task, but I'm going to do some enjoyable things in the morning when I've got the most energy and then do that hard task later. And it just becomes an absolute nightmare where I get to it. And I just keep putting it off and then I feel more lazy. So find yourself time. If you really got to do something, put it and make it fun. Like I said, put it in the time where you're going to be the most productive. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.